All right, sorry. So like I was saying, guys, lines are open. So what I'm saying to y'all guys, again, in 2 days is going to be a soft opening. So in order, hey, 1950 is running for presidency, and his campaign is going to be, I'll tell you about your shoes and choke a bitch 2024. Shout out. Shout out, Jay. Shout out, man. Shout out to my, shout out. Oh my gosh, man. Hey, I ain't lying, I'm serious, girl. So, all right, let me break this down. Guys, here's the thing. Come on, get your notebook time. Y'all got questions, go ahead and ask. Let's ask this question. Okay, listen. The reason why I'm telling y'all to do and talk this way to women, okay, is because this is the question that you have got to ask yourselves tonight. Tonight. What does it take for me to pick up a skill? What skills do I need to learn, master, I'm sorry, learn, master, and rehearse? I can enhance my opportunities when I get around a woman. Listen, I'm going to say it again, gentlemen. I'm going to say it again. I want y'all that this is important. I'm asking y'all this question. I want y'all to think about this. Your line's open if y'all want to call in. I got y'all. But listen to what I'm saying. What skills can I learn, master, and rehearse to enhance who I am? Gentlemen, the reason why I live for 4th of July, Halloween parties, Christmas parties, New Year's parties, Valentine's Day events and things like that, because the average surface dweller is not skilled up. He doesn't have any skills, guys, because he believes that he is who he is right now is all he's going to be. He'll never amount to anything else but to what he's doing, okay? Listen to what I'm saying. That's all as far as he goes. Man, Jesus Christ. I don't know why this thing keeps messing up. But that's as far as he goes. Guys, you know what? After the show's over, I'm going to buy me another thing because I like this machine here. I dropped it. I dropped that shit a few times. Now I'm always saying, fuck you, man. He give me back. But I'm going to get a new one. I have that thing. I don't want to open up my Rodecaster. I'm just too lazy. But anyway, one thing that I asked myself when I was young, learning the game, okay? I asked myself because that's what my mentor told me to think about. You know, let me stop right there. There was some, okay, I've been working on some stuff. Big stuff. Can't tell you, but some big stuff for you guys. Working on some big stuff. So I'm working on the big stuff, and I'm watching the Umbrella Corporation, I think the Umbrella Company on Netflix. I've been binging that shit. So now I'm going to go to Stranger Things because everyone's bugging me to get on that shit. So I'm gonna start binging that. But in episode, season 3, episode 1, or I forgot what episode it was, the monkey was talking to his students. Hold on. Matter of fact, wait. I got to let you hear this shit. Hold on. Wait. Season 3 episode. Hold on. I'm going to pull it up on Netflix. I'm going to pull it up, and I'm going to play what he said because I want y'all to hear it. It was one of the most dopest motherfucking, I mean, oh my God. It was jaw-dropping because it seemed like it was like something my mentor had said to me. Let me find that shit, the Umbrella. Okay, here we go. Let me see here. Let me find the episode. I forgot what episode. I know it's episode 3. Hold on, gentlemen. Let me find the episode. I got y'all, man. I'm about to show y'all season 3. It had to be episode, when did they meet the monkey? All right. It had to be... I think it was either 8 or 9. Let me see here. Let me see if I can find that shit. If I can find it, I'm a play. I'm gonna let y'all hear this shit. This is all set. Oh. I ain't there. Hold on. Where the fuck was it at? It was so damn. What season episode? Fuck. Hold on, guys. Hey guys. Please will understand me. If I'm looking for it, it's important. If I'm guys, listen to me. If I'm looking for it, it's very important. Please trust me. If I'm looking for it, it's very important. It might be 7. Let me see. Hold on a second. If I find it, it's very important. If I'm looking for it, it's important, guys. It's kind of like some House of Cards shit. It's like some House of Cards shit. If I'm looking for it, it's very important. The fuck is this? Hold on, guys. Guys, if I'm pulling up, it's important. Shit, hold on, guys. You gotta bear with me. Hold on, guys. It's important, guys. I promise. I'll pull it up. Wait, you know what? I'm instead of wasting y'all time, let me pull it up and pull up the episode. I'm gonna pull up. Okay, the Umbrella Academy. All right. So I think I got it. You have to steal the bike. All right, I got it. So it's episode. Okay, I got it. Hold on, let me pull it up. Oh, there it is. Okay, I got it. I got it, guys. I'm about to play it for you, gentlemen. Let me pause for a second before I tell you, gentlemen. All y'all guys know this. When I look for something to play for you guys, it's big shit. So this is big. This is big. I want you to hear this because this is huge, what he says to his students. Kind of like something my mentor told me. I'm going to play it for you. Here we go. I'm going to turn it up for you. Here we go. All right, listen. Here we go.
Just because something is right in front of you does not mean, hey, it is within reach. There is always something in the way. Sometimes it is your opponent. Sometimes it is yourself.
Stop right there. Woo! Woo! Just because you want, y'all see that shit? Y'all hear that shit? And why I'm saying that to you guys is this. Once you want something, like he said, it's either the person that's going to get in your way or you're going to get in your way. You see what I'm saying? I had to play that because that's deep. When I saw that, I was like, oh, shit, that monkey is a bad motherfucker. I love shit. I love that shit. But what I'm saying to you guys out here, the reason why I'm saying that to you guys out here was because I had to learn me and not learn the world. I had to learn how to enhance what I had to be for myself. And every skill that I worked on for myself and acquired for myself, gentlemen, was part of my portfolio that I didn't have to show the woman, necessarily show the woman. Hey, it was episode 6. Thank you. I got a TC. Thank you, brother. But it was episode 6. The first segment in episode 6. But what I'm saying is I didn't have to show the woman that I was skilled in the bedroom, or show her that I had confidence, or I didn't have to show her that I had other women. She realized it because of what I was doing. How I worked on myself to better describe myself without even trying to describe myself by doing certain things. As I told you before, those things, what did I say? Learn it, master it, rehearse it. So what did I do? I began to learn things about myself, how I speak to women, how I move around women, how I think for myself, all these things. Just give an example. As I learned those things, I then became a master of it because those things were already there to be accessed. They're already there to be accessed whenever I needed to access them. But just because I mastered it doesn't mean I stopped. All right, see, understand it. See, the worst thing someone can do is learn a skill and just stop sharpening their sword to move forward in game. I was always taught this. And I know you're going to laugh. You're going to say Allen Iverson, but you don't practice. You don't practice. When you master something, you don't practice that shit because you've mastered it. That means you know it forwards and backwards, right? But then from the forwards and backwards of mastering it, I then started to rehearse it. Remember, lock this down. Practicing something means you don't know what the fuck you're doing. Meaning that when you approach a woman, all you have done is practicing what to throw up on the wall hoping something sticks. Or you're practicing that, wow, if she has big titties, I got to say this. She's got a fat ass. I got to say this. You know, I got it, whatever, right? So listen, as I said before, I'm a student of the game. So I must learn my bid. I must master my bid. And even though I mastered it, see, I want to perfect it. Just because I mastered it, gentlemen, does not mean I perfected it. Just because I mastered it doesn't mean I perfected it. And that's why I will constantly rehearse it. See, my students, that when we do our bids and everything, I always tell them to get a no one does this, but this is what we do. So we do our bid, and we go over it and lock it down. I then tell them to get a tape recorder and put your bid in. And then we have our sessions. Send me the clips so we can go over it and see what you did right, what you did wrong. That's rehearsing to perfection. One is trying to master, yes, but we're trying to get to perfection. You guys have not learned numbers. You have not mastered numbers. All you guys in this room have perfected it. And the perfection that you have is that you don't even have a millisecond of a thought to know what comes after a certain number, because that's how your mind works at your core. But see, nobody out there tries to tell you about this stuff. Nobody tells you to enhance your kingdom by perfecting what it is you do. What turns a woman on is how you think. Quick. What turns on a woman is how you memorize her smiles, laughs, blushes, good days, bad days, sad days. What turns them on is how you text them through the connection of your thinking and your memory to draw out smiles, blushes, and laughs. What turns them on that we do is how we use voice message and video to connect all those things. And as we are doing those things, we are connecting those things to show her why us. You see what I'm saying, guys? Why us? But not only, this is not for the woman. This is for you. Because once you are able to master this, is there actually an opponent in front of you? Is there actually pieces in front of you? To master this, what I'm trying to show you guys at your core is to build your board. Guys, I always used to show you, I can't show you no more because we get dinged. I always used to show you a clip called Chasing Ryan Fisher. Is it Becoming Ryan Fisher? Freelance, you know you got me. What is that? What is that movie? Becoming Ryan Fisher? What is that movie with Lawrence Fishburne, that little kid, that chess movie? What is it? Searching for Ryan. I think it was Searching for Ryan Fisher. I think it was Searching for Ryan Fisher? Freelance, is that the movie? Come on, friend, let me know. I think it was called Chasing. God damn it. Thank you. Freelance, that's why you're my dog, man. Thank you. Hey, Freelance always picks me up when I'm fucking up. See there? Damn, Freelance, thank you. Lock that in right there, guys. Freelance got it. Yeah, Freelance Searching for Bob. Was it Searching or Chasing? No, it was Searching. Yeah, Brandon. I think Brandon. I'm sorry. Wait. No, Cody got it. Cody came first. So it was Searching for Bobby Fisher. No, not Where. No, Coach. I think it was Searching. Where's Bobby Fisher? He said, y'all, that's not it. But what I'm saying to y'all guys out there, you got to watch it, Peach. There's some game in there. You see his mentor, when he sat in front of his mentor, trying to see how much game that he had in chess, the first thing his mentor did was knock all the pieces. He smacked all the pieces off the chessboard to show that young little kid, you have been doing it all wrong. You're either looking at the opponent or the pieces. So let's get to the end of it. I'm not going to give it away, but I'm kind of connecting this dot. So he's playing the kid and all this other shit, right? He's playing the final match versus the kid. And he makes a wrong move. He makes a wrong move, guys. So the young little boy clears his thoughts and his mind. And he, in his mind, took all the pieces off the board until he had the answer. But let me tell you what happened before he even got the answer. Let me tell you where he got the answer before we even start, man. Let me start it over again. I don't think y'all need that. Y'all need to hear this. The little boy had him pinned down. He was done. And the teacher looks at the screen and said, he's got it. Move this over here, and you move that there, and he will do this, and then you will do that. Then you move over here, and he will move over here, and you do this, and he will do that, and you got him in checkmate. Don't move until you see it. He's like, I can't see it. Don't move until you see it. He's like, I can't see it. Don't move until you see it. Now your motherfucker said, I can't see it. And then the mentor said, here, let me help you. And he went back to the moment he met where he knocked all the pieces off the board. And that little kid was like looking over there like when the pieces are knocked. And the little boy's looking at the kid, looking at the pieces like, the fuck is he looking at? But then that young boy cleared his mind. And then got down right there. Because the master and the rehearsing, he went back to the origin where he should have been all along, was looking at the board. He was a little intimidated by the top little kid and shit. This little motherfucker was so cold. Again, guys, once he got old boy in checkmate, he stuck his hand out. Now, little boy said, what are you doing? And he says, and then Lawrence Fishburne looked at his parents like, what are you doing? Oh, he's offering him a draw. I'm offering you a draw. He said to the little kid, he says, are you seeing I won? You see it? I think he said something like, I see. He said, oh, I see it. All right. He's like, take the draw. Because he knew he had already won. Listen to what I'm saying, my students. He had already won, and because he won, it was already, oh, he said, hey, just take the draw. Hey, look, we can share the championship together. I already beat you, and you don't know it. Take the draw. That little knucklehead said, no. Go. He said, all right. He started coo, 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 coo. Give you another one. Sherlock Holmes, the second Sherlock Holmes. When he's by that day on that mountain and that castle, whatever that place by the castle, and he's talking to the other smart mother, Moriarty or something like that. And they're playing chess. And Sherlock gets up and makes a move. Moriarty makes a move. And Sherlock makes one. And they begin to make moves in their mind. But what I'm saying, like blitz chess, right? What I'm saying to you guys is that once you obtain and master you, you're actually giving the woman the draw because she can't see where the fuck you're about to take her because the surface dweller is always being the one somewhere. The average guy is always renting out the space for the woman. But what I'm saying to you guys out here, is that what if you know before you walk up to her, you know it's already over? Mind shift right there. What if you know because you have learned you, mastered you, and rehearsed you to a point where you're saying to yourself, this shit is over. The fucked up thing about it is, how do I want it to be over? And when do I want her to submit? Listen to me. I'm trying to show y'all something. Because once you get to your core, this is your life right here. Because then your thinking is going beyond the sex. Because at that point, because you're getting it, you're getting so much of it, you're going to actually get bored or feel like you're not really learning anything by just getting sex. So then you will then begin to challenge the mindset. Oh, listen to me. Right now, you're not at that point of challenging your mindset. But what I'm saying is once you get to that point and you start to get women and you start to have the relationships, you start to get everything you want, there's still going to be an empty feeling. And I know you guys don't see that yet, but I'm telling you. And that empty feeling is the fact that I'm not growing anymore. I'm complacent. I'm happy where I'm at. I'm happy to have these women. And you're going to start to feel something inside. See, once you are in the game and at your core, it is like Galactus with the Silver Surfer. You must keep feeding your mind. You cannot stop feeding your mind. Because once you make that shift and you're actually one with your mind, you must keep feeding the mind, gentlemen. You see what I'm saying? Because this is going to help you interact and coexist with women. And your deeper level of how you move things is going to change up the game, gentlemen. That's what's going to draw her in faster. Because just like that little kid with that other little kid, he's just looking at the kid like, what the fuck are you looking at? What the fuck? What's the fuck? Why are you looking over there? Why are you looking over there? What are you looking at? But what I'm saying to you, once you mastered and rehearsed what it is you're doing, it is you, gentlemen, that are going to see all the moves that I can make. It's going to open everything up. And it will be scary the first time. For the first time, you will be able to look past the fog. You will be able to look past the clouds and everything that's holding you down and holding you back. And you're going to see it all. And it is so hard to take in because I guess it's like Neo seeing the lions for the first time. You know what I mean? When you see it, it's beautiful. It's like a beautiful sunset. You're just in awe because finally you made a shift. Finally, you have made this shift and you are no longer worshiping the woman. And that goes away. And you're like, damn, why didn't I do this before? I'm like, damn, what have I been telling myself? Like, I can't believe that it was right in front of me all along. And as you begin to do this, everything changes because you're going to look at everything different because you will finally have the ability to not only read the room, read the woman, but you're going to be able to do that, absorb information that's going on with the woman, and be able to lead her wherever the fuck you want to lead her, and she has no choice but to go because the draw-in is she can't smell fear. She can't smell, what do I do next, and I don't know. And when she cannot smell that, it draws her in to saying, who the fuck is this guy? But for the first time, it won't be your first time. Oh, let me scratch that. I'm sorry. It won't be your first time because what's going to happen? And it's the weirdest time. And this is when you know it's you. You will always be the second to know. You will always be the second person to know. And I tell you why. Because everybody's going to see it first on you. See, they can't see it inside of you, but they see it on you because it's coming from inside of you. And because it's inside of you, it's going to be on you. And they're going to recognize, and they're going to, is it a new haircut? Are you wearing, is that a new cologne? I mean, there's something different about you. There's something, I just don't know. It's just something different about you. It's something that, I don't know, it's just this thing. It's just, I don't know. It's just, you're just a little bit, you're just not that guy from yesterday. That's when you know, guys, you're there. See, you can't get there by trying to cheat the game. This is what we do here. We give y'all game here. But here's the thing, how they know it. Because the way you're going to talk to women is going to be with confidence. And you're going to be very persuasive in every word that you say. And you're not even trying to be persuasive, but with the confidence comes something that's going to hit her, that's going to make her say, well, shit, who the fuck is this? Damn, look how shit. But wait, he's, you ready? But you know what? He's just, he's not my type. He's too short. He's a chubby guy. He's just not even the kind of guy I even want to get with. Matter of fact, because, you know, I'm a nerdy guy. It's no different than Cobra Kai. If you ever watch, you know, I watch, you know, Miyagi and all that shit. So if y'all watch Cobra Kai, y'all watch Cobra Kai. Same thing. They always talk about this. Remember that lanky motherfucker that he liked the most popular girl in school? And he didn't have no nutsack at first, and he was always scared and looked like a fucking idiot until he got, once his nuts dropped, she started seeing things in him. You remember that shit? She started seeing things in him. And I'm trying to tell you, listen, guys, please listen to me when I say this to you. Write this down because I'm the only one saying this. Genetics are not personality. Her genetics are not her personality. I need y'all to understand why I'm saying this to you. Because you guys get it all wrong. Just because genetically, because of her parents, she looks good or has a good body. No, not the guy with the mohawk. No, not the mohawk motherfucker. No, not that motherfucker, even though he did it too. No, not that motherfucker. I'm talking about the motherfucker that got the popular girl. The skinny, lanky guy the guy that fought the mohawk guy. When they had that big school fight and shit, and the mohawk guy and that guy were fighting. They used to be best friends, I think. They used to be best friends, and then they kind of separate a little bit. But he got some nads and shit. But let me get back to what I was saying. She can't help how she looks. But her looks have nothing to do with what turns her the fuck on. I don't think y'all listen to me. Because this is something that y'all have been lying to your fucking selves for many, 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 many years now of your life. You think because she looks good that she wants a certain kind of guy, and that's not true. You guys think that because she looks good that she wants, a guy that is this tall and all. So they cannot help what turns them on. It might not be in the right package. Product itself is that good. The packaging doesn't matter. The packaging doesn't matter, gentlemen. And what we're going to talk about Sunday night we'll have a show. We'll be chopping it up about putting shit into action. We'll discuss putting shit into action Sunday night. Okay. Unc, how would you display affection? What you mean, how would I display affection? I don't give a fuck where I'm at, dog. I will always display affection. Because that's what smooth motherfuckers do. If we're driving in the car, I'll grab her hand and kiss it. Look her right in her face, take my thumb, just rub the side of her cheek and smile and keep on going. Eat that shit up. I'm saying to you that, yes, there is a barometer based off the woman who's not used to public displays of affection. But, GA, let me ask you a question. What do you do when she grabs your ass cheeks? Sorry, I know I got to say this now. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, man. I'm just saying, man. I'm sorry. What are you going to do if she grabs your package? What are you going to do if she just grabs you and starts rubbing your back or kisses you on your neck? What you going to say to her? No, I ain't going to do. No, man. Do you know how in tune a woman is with you when she shows you public displays of affection? What she's saying is, this is my motherfucking man. Even though I might be leasing his ass out for a few hours, I'm going to show the world this is my motherfucking man. She's going to grab your hand. She's going to get close to you. She's going to put her hand around your arm. She's going to touch you. She'll rub the side of your face. And she'll say, oh, you're so cute. Grab your chin and all that shit. They'll do it all. So listen, you got to understand game to understand what you're asking is, I don't even know why you're even asking this motherfucking question and shit. Oh, yeah. It's always, guys, it's always, like you say, it's always the forehead, a soft kiss on the neck, a quick message just because, what's up, sex? I mean, all that shit, man. It's just, I can't wait for the sex membership to jump. When we start working on sex membership, can't wait to start getting into that shit. But I'm saying to you guys, listen to me, the lines are open if y'all want to call in. But saying to you guys out there listening to the show is that when you master and rehearse, you see it on the show with me. My thinking can go logically, laterally, and intuitively all at the same time. As one, I can go anywhere. Because when you're one with yourself, you can go wherever the mind chooses to go. There is nothing a woman can say to me that I don't have the answer or how I'm going to move her. That's what I keep telling you. Like when you ask me a question, it's already there. I just got to do it. I just got to do it. That's how beautiful this shit is. That's how beautiful it is. Well, we'll probably do another 15 minutes of stuff. Hold on a second. Let me see here. Yeah, we'll probably do another 15 minutes. So what I'm saying is to you guys is that when they can see that you do not see them, that's the shift. I see her, but I don't look at her the way you look at her. I see her beyond the makeup, beyond the insecurities, and I see where I can lead her through her cooperation with me of taking her places and stuff. Okay? Question real quick. Can you go into more detail about how you think? Well, it's all the same, brother. It's everywhere. I'm just saying, those, there's just that right there. It's everywhere. Because it's all coming from the one source. It could be a note in a bottle, a note on a dove. It could be smoke signals. It could be hand signals. Fuck, I could yell it, mum it, sing it. I can do all those things. I can do all those things because I'm the one source. Okay, ASA, listen to me. This is where you're missing it, brother. Listen. Yeah, Morse code. Thank you, Justin. Coach Justin. Morse code. Exactly, Coach Justin. Yeah, Morse code. Right. It doesn't fucking matter. Thank you, Coach Justin. But listen to me, ASA. Here's the problem you have with your question. Great question. But here lies the problem. I'm going to show you in your question, okay? And it was a great question, okay? So this is not me knocking you, but I'm going to show you how your mind fucks you over. You asked a great question, ASA. All right, so let me show you. All right, watch this, ASA. This is for you, brother. I'm going to show you where you went right, but this is where you fucked up. All right? So let me show you what your mind did. You asked a great question, but your question is the reason why you're not a student of the game yet. And where you get it wrong. If the one source puts out the information, it doesn't matter how the information is put out as long as it's coming from the source. So your problem was that when you asked the question, you were just looking at one line. You were just looking at the one thing. And you are trying to get more information on something that doesn't matter, because that one line that I talked about was what? And I do. And that's the problem. See, if you had your light on the I am, this wouldn't have been a question. Does that make any sense? See, you wouldn't have asked more detail on an I do. Instead of saying, can you, would have said, what can I? Ooh. Ooh, we good. Hey, guys, we cold over here, man. We cold over here. Do you see that? But ASA, do you see what I'm saying? See, when you said, can you, were an I do. You should have said, what can I? See that? What can I? Because you can't. Because if I answer that question, then you become my thought. You see what I'm saying? It was a great question, but it's a lesson in that, and that's why I'm showing y'all game. Because what happens to the average guy when they see a woman, they're relying on this. They're trying to impress her with this. I'm getting her with that. You see what I'm saying? Which goes into what the monkey was saying before. You want to reach it, but who's stopping you from reaching it? And technically, she's not even stopping you from reaching it because you're not even reaching her. If that makes any sense. But that's the depth in what we're trying to talk about, okay? Because all the moves that you are making and everything you're thinking about is changing a perspective and stuff. As you, real quick before we wrap, as you unlock yourself, you just don't stop, because you are always going to take into account alternative moves that you can make, variations, different perspectives, different ways to do things. It's beautiful, man. You look at the processes different. Everything is looked over as in, what can I do? And oh my gosh, it's so many ways. Because remember, most guys, gentlemen, they don't do anything but wait for the world to happen. When you are able to see the world or your chessboard, not the world, I don't want to say world, but when you create, build, and see your chessboard, you see all the variables, you see all the moves, you see everything that the woman has no idea of. Remember, most women think that you're just an average guy doing average things, and she can just be as average as she wants to be, and y'all accept that. You see what I'm saying? But what I'm saying is that, no, let me show you this. Hold on, let me pull it up. Fuck that. Hold on, watch this. Wait. Let me show you how deep it is. Hold on, you're close, but you're missing it. Let me show you how deep this shit is, fam. Hold on, so I'm pull that shit up. Let me show you how deep we talking, dog. Let me show you the depth of what I'm talking about. Because they don't even know how deep you are. I'm going to give you an example. Let me show y'all some shit. Let me see if I pull that shit up. I can. All right, let me pull it up. All right, here we go, guys. Let me show y'all this shit. Let me show y'all what I'm talking about. I'm gonna shut the lines down. Lines are shut down. All right, so.